guys! It's Emmy and welcome back to my channel. On this video, I will be teaching you on how to arrange your own kalimba tabs on letter notation. If you can find a music sheet for a song that you would like to play, no problem, I got you. Let's start by searching on YouTube. So I wanna arrange the song Someone You Love by Luis Capaldi. And here comes the nice part. We all know that there are a lot of piano tutorials on YouTube, and they're free. So why don't we use them as guide for our melody, right? And here's one from Piano Nice. Take note, guys, this piano tutorial is in C major. So how would you know that it is in C major? Simply because it's indicated on the left side, as shown on your screen, or the notes being played doesn't involve the black keys on the piano, or what you call sharps and flats. It is easier to create K-tabs from a piano tutorial that is in C major, because you don't need to retune your kalimba. The first thing that I usually do is to write down the lyrics of the song. Make sure to write them down with bigger spaces apart, horizontally and vertically. That's because we are going to use those spaces above and below our lyrics for the letter notation. After you've written down the lyrics, go back to the piano tutorial. Adjust the speed and slowly write down the letter of each keys on top of your lyrics. Remember that we will be only writing down the melody. In order to know what key you'll be getting for your melody, focus on the right part of the keyboard. On this video, the keys of the melody is in orange. In writing down the melody, you should be also familiar with the key placements on piano to kalimba, so that you'd know where to put the signs that is shown on the screen. It is used to specify which octave they are located. Here is an illustration showing the first 8 notes of your kalimba and its corresponding location on piano to serve as your guide. What you see above your screen is an illustration of a 17-key kalimba and its corresponding location on piano. And here's an advice. When you pick a song on piano tutorials, make sure it can be played within the range of the 17-key kalimba. Also, take note of the proper arrangement on kalimba, so you would know where to place the signs shown on both sides of your screen. These signs are really important, so I suggest you should take some time to look carefully. So here is another presentation of a 17-key kalimba, illustrating the first to third octave. So we're done on the melody part. Now let's move on with arranging the accompaniment or the additional background music. What I usually do is I try to pair notes that would actually sound good. Another technique would be to look back on the piano tutorial and try to match its accompaniment. The accompaniment on the piano is located at the left part of the keyboard, or the keys that you see in green. After I've decided what key to pair with the melody, I write down the accompaniment below the lyrics. I call this stage as the flourishing of kalimba tabs. It is where you let out your creative side, whether you want to apply a glissando technique, or commonly called the sliding of keys, where you can play a chord of three or four notes. You can also play two notes together, or just simply stick with the melody that you've just created. So here is the melody of the song that we just arranged on kalimba. Remember guys, imagination is the key and sky is the limit. If you find this video helpful, hit the like button and please do consider subscribing. So that would be all. This has been Emmy and thank you for watching.